Blog Talk Radio.
Sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together, brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, that's how this refrain goes, so come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way when you're in love to stay. Sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is what I feel when
everyone, and thank you for joining me, Reverend Raven, right here on Raising Vibration Radio, here on Blog Talk Radio, where I do my little 30-minute infomercial to let you know how you can be a part of the show tonight, right from our website, which is Empowered by Intuitalks. Yes, I said this once, I've said it 1,000 times, intuitalks.com. If you're a spiritualist, or you're a holistic person, or you're, you know, whatever the community may be for you, and you're looking for to outreach that place where you feel comfortable and loved and understood, then intuitalks.com is where you need to go. It's free to join up. There's lots of shows on there. They're amazing. I love all the shows on there. They're so adventurous and creative and loving. So you owe it to yourself if you have not joined intuitalks.com. It's free to do so, and it'll allow you to connect with those great, awesome shows. I do my show right from my website, but it is Empowered by Intuitalks. If you feel like you have the voice to do a show like this, then you can do it right from there too as well. Just go check it all out. Again, tonight we're going to be doing our show at our website, www.raisingvibrationsradio.com, which is Empowered by Intuitalks. And tonight our guest is the international preceptor, author, lecturer, and shaman, John Norseman. He has been around the world. He's even sailed around the world. And he has written this amazing book, which we'll be discussing on tonight's program. And I'm so excited to share all this new information. And not only that, I mean, we're going to be learning some things tonight, how to change your life and to be what you want it to be, and how to overcome the effects of being abused mentally or physically. Like, you know, all of us light workers at some point have been abused. And so this is going to help us to cope with that. How to say no and mean it, and putting out the vibration that frees oneself from unwanted control by others, right? You know, John says, walk away from negativity. You don't have to hang around that. So say goodbye. Bye-bye. How to close one door before opening another. That's really important. You need to close off that old situation, right? And say goodbye to it. Mourn it. Grieve it. Acknowledge it. Whatever you have to do. But let that go before another door opens up for you. How to turn your weaknesses into strength. Now, I'm really interested in that part too, because I feel, you know, I have so many weaknesses. So I'm looking forward to that section of the talk tonight. Facing your fears head on. How important it is to look into your fears, get through them, and not let them be a fear for you anymore. That's really important. Forgiveness. Forgive, bless, thank, send love from the heart. This is like the Ho'oponopono method. Ho'oponopono. if some of you say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you. So we'll be discussing that tonight. Follow your heart and study your head, right? Yes, go with what you're feeling in your heart. Go with the flow. Don't push on a closed door. Don't swim against the tide. If the flow isn't against you, then listen to your intuition and change your course. And how to achieve anything you want by removing those blocks from your own mind. And of course, we're going to talk about the power of love. And all of this encompasses vibration. So I'm so excited to have you guys on here tonight to listen to this amazing show. Again, you can hit the link right there. I have a link that you can hit, or you can just go to www.raisingvibrationradio.com. The calendar on the right hand side, pick June 13th. It's in orange. It'll take you to the show page, and then hit that button, join Reverend Raven with Raising Vibration Radio. Go in there and you can listen. You can choose a microphone if you had a question and you want to talk. Choose the microphone option. Or there's a phone number that'll be listed, which I'll repeat here for you guys when I open up the studio right around 8:20. So I'll give you that information too as well. So I hope you guys are having a wonderful time. I hope your weekend was amazing. There's been some major things, major energy shifts around here lately. I can feel them in the air. Of course, I lost one of my fur babies this past week, and my heart kind of broke. But I knew it was the right thing, and I know that she's still around me. I feel her walking around with me, but it's still hard. My heart broke. It's hard saying goodbye, even though you know they're around. You can feel them. You did the right thing, but still, it's like, why? Why did I have to choose to do that? Why do I have to take that responsibility, right? It's like, why? So anyway, and then we had that horrible tragedy in Orlando. But you know what, though? Everything happens for a reason. I don't know what the reason is right now. I really don't. I can't tell you. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy, but we're going to see something out of it. You could feel the love coming out of people yesterday as they were explaining all this information to us over the news and stuff like that. So, you know, maybe we're all coming together as a community here in Florida, and we're going to stand tall, and we're not going to allow that, you know, we're going to support each other and love each other. We don't know what the situation is yet of what's going to come positive out there. So, yeah, big energy shifts. And I don't know what's going on, other than I do know this in horoscopes. Let me just go bring this up real quick. I do know that we do have a planet in retrograde right now. In fact, Neptune. This is one for the dancers and the poets, the romantic souls, the ones who cook and nurture and to take love into the realm of artistic expression. The sun and the moon are moving towards a harmonious position that will fully take hold tomorrow, and Neptune is reversing to increase the introspective energy available to all the takers. So again, you might go inside, look in yourself, and see what you need to do or let go of or whatever. So just know the energy. I know it's feelings and all that stuff. Just, I'm sending you prayers out there. I'm sending you energy, and I love each and every one of you, and I know that we're all going to get through this together. And there are times when we do have to step back and look inside ourselves and see really what's going on now. So, okay, I have, I want to shout out to a few people out there. Thank you so much to Kelly Joe for sharing the show, Tom for liking the link. Thank you for Kathleen Moore and Jennifer's Journey and Kathy Briggs for, you know, liking the event that we had going on, and Sherry Scott. You know, you supporters are amazing. Oh, and Jenny Davis, thank you for your support and your love. Just wanted to shout out to you guys to let you know that I am paying attention. Just been a busy week, and I had to read a book, which, you know me, that's a big undertaking for me, right? So I read a book, the book that we're going to be discussing tonight. And that's not like me to do that. I rather, you know, I have my set of questions like asking, but I wanted to go deep into this because this is the first time we've had anybody that's been published by Hay House, a division of Hay House. So I'm looking forward to this interview and I'm so excited. I'm like a giddy, like a little kid. You might be able to hear it in my voice. Like I'm really excited for the first time in a long time. It's like, yay. So I'm looking forward. And I've got to talk to John on the phone previous this week. And you're just going to love his energy. He's really kind and loving. And I'm so excited to have him on the show. So we're going to have a fun night tonight. And all you have to do is go to www.raisingvibrationradio.com, click on the calendar, June 13th, and it'll take you to the show page, or you can click the link right here that you're seeing in here. And then it's going to give you a phone number and a couple of other options. So now, we probably have some time for some good news stories. So I posted these already on our Facebook page. If you haven't gone and liked our Facebook page, you owe it to yourself to do that, okay? You just go to Facebook.com/Raising Vibration Radio, like it. You'll get information about when we're having guests on, inspirational quotes, little good news stories like that. Or if you're having an event, we'll share your events on there too as well. And if you'd like to be a guest on Raising Vibration Radio, all you have to go to is the www.raisingvibrationsradio.com and contact page and put your information there. I'll send you an email on how you can be a guest here on raisingvibrationradio.com. All right, so my first good news story is about Bill Gates. He launches a campaign to donate chickens to poor families in Africa. Bill Gates did something pretty cool to improve the lives of 100,000 families living on $2 a day. It's pretty clear to me that just about anyone who's living in extreme poverty is better off if they had chickens, the Microsoft founder wrote in a June 7 blog post. So Gates and his wife Melinda donated 100,000 chickens to families and individuals in sub-Saharan Africa. Simultaneously, their foundation has launched a partnership with Heifer International to create a sustainable market system in the region for poultry. Not only does breeding chickens keep children healthy, they raise living standards by 30% by boosting incomes from $700 annually to $1,000 per year. You know, I was watching a show the other day on the Travel Channel because I love traveling and I love to adventure and I love watching where some of these people go. And you know Andrew Zimmerman, the guy that eats just about anything, he'll put anything in his mouth and stuff like that. He was visiting Africa, and you know he was some of the things they are the nicest people there. He was in Uganda. And they were sharing their food with them and just happy about it. And they had a big celebration and a dance. And they were the most giving people that I've ever seen in my lifetime on a television program. Just the love, the energy, the flowingness from coming from them and everything. And they were happy to have him there. So, you know, if they're living on $1,000 per year and they still give to you, they don't have much. We have a lot. And they still gave to Andrew. Look, Andrew Zimmerman, he's not hurting for anything, right? Boy, they were just giving to him. So I just thought, and that made my vibration feel pretty positive witnessing that. That was beautiful. So here we go. The Gates Foundation wants to make sure families can buy birds that have been properly vaccinated and are well suited to be local growing conditions. The goal is eventually to help 30% of the rural families in sub-Saharan Africa raise improved breeds of vaccinated chickens up from just 5% now. It has been eye-opening for me to learn what a difference they can make in the fight against poverty, wrote Gates. The idea of providing chickens as an investment for the poor is not new, of course, but it is sure new for the city kid who grew up in Seattle. He admits he's one billionaire who is excited about the chickens. So I'm happy for you, Bill Gates, that you're doing something beautiful for these people, helping them out with the chickens. And the chickens are going to be vaccinated, and they're going to get some great healthy eggs from that, and they'll be able to, you know, keep reproducing the chicken, and maybe they'll be taught how to take good care of them too. So that's a beautiful, awesome story that I wanted to share with you. And another one that I posted on our Facebook page is it's about a machine that turns your food waste into gas for cooking. It creates a clean, renewable energy in your own backyard. Talk about cooking with gas. Home Biogas, based in Beit Yani, Israel, is a biogas system that turns food and organic waste into a clean cooking gas. And as a byproduct, can be used as a liquid plant fertilizer. Best part is easily assembled and can be placed in your own backyard. You can place all kinds of organic waste, including meat, dairy, and even used kitty litter into the system. Once inside, bacteria inside the digester will decompose the organic material and release biogases. Home Biogas, which costs $995 for limited time, runs without electricity and its daily gas output is equivalent to about 6 kilowatt hours of energy. In layman's term, enough gas for 3 hours of cooking. Ami Amir, marketing and business development of Home Biogas, told Waste360. It accepts meat, fish, fats, oils, and dairy stuff, all which are not treatable by composters. So the things that you can't compost, you can put into this, which is totally amazing. If you wanted to live off the grid and that's something you want to do, wow, right? So they're putting the waste from the kitty litter. I don't think you put the litter in there itself, but the waste from the kitty litter box you can put in there. So Amir adds that the gas may be used for lighting or heating water by using devices that are compatible with low pressure biogas. Because the system can be assembled and taken apart easily, the system has been used in areas that lacked electricity. For instance, Reuters reported that European Union founded a project to bring 40 home biogas systems to the Palestine village of Al Adwa in central West Bank's Jordan Valley. Jewish Business News also reported that the system was also set up to the, oh my goodness, with these names. I love it. Buvundya in Uganda, thanks to a donor. The company's chief scientist and co-founder, Yael Teller, told JBN, "These children lit up when they discovered the home biogas magic, and they can transform their waste and products into their very own energy." How cool is this? What an exciting time to be living in these times, because we're creating all these new amazing energies right now, right? All these new creations, and we're getting to witness it. Oh, I'm so thankful for that opportunity to witness all these new things that are coming about. So if you'd like to see those stories, I have posted on our Facebook page. So be sure to, you know, go check it out and share it with anybody you want to. There's also some inspirational quotes on there and some other people that are having shows on here that have been guests on here also put their shows on there as well. So, pretty soon we're going to be opening. I'm going to play a song. I'm going to go open up the other studio so I can get the phone number out to everybody that needs the phone number to listen to tonight's show. You guys are going to totally be amazed by John Norseman. What a beautiful soul. So caring. He does nothing but healings now. And I asked him what he charged. He goes, nothing. Wow. Nothing. Again, I'm looking so forward to having him on the show. I'm kind of giddy about it. I had a great time reading his book. I'm going to share all that information with you. In about 2 minutes, I'll play some music and I'll go open up that studio and get things set up and all that. But I do have one more little thing I wanted to share with you before I go do that, which will probably make me late. As usual. So the amazing cancer-fighting benefits of curcumin, which is turmeric. The use of turmeric can be dated back as far as 3000 BC, and it's one of the most important anti-cancer nutrients studied today. So they're saying, you know, if you mix turmeric and lemon water and drink that, that is a healthy drink that you can drink to prevent cancer or the growth of cancer cells. Because you know what cancer sounds like? Sugar. Let go of that sugar and put some turmeric in your diet. Turmeric root can be purchased fresh. It's in a root form, sometimes hard to find, or dried in powder. And it's dried from its popular in Asia dishes, especially of India, and one of the key ingredients used in making curry powder. Curcumin is the yellow pigment extracted from turmeric and is one of the three known curcuminoids in turmeric. Curcumin has demonstrated incredible anti-cancer benefits. In countries where people eat turmeric daily, is about 100 to 200 milligrams, roughly 1 to 2 teaspoons over long periods of time. Research has shown there to be lower rates of certain types of cancer. In fact, over 2,000 published studies have shown curcumin combats cancer of the breast, prostate, liver, colon, lung, pancreas, and more. Many of these studies have shown curcumin actually stops cancer cells from dividing. Curcumin has also been shown to trigger apoptosis and a programmed cell death, wow, which is in the body's natural and necessary way of ridding itself from damaged cells. So unlike chemotherapy drugs or the breast cancer drug tamoxifen, which, by the way, has been classified by the World Organization and the U.S. National Institute of Health as known as a human carcinogen with over 20 side effects, curcumin has the ability to kill cancer cells while leaving healthy cells unharmed. A 2007 U.S. study using curcumin along with chemotherapy to treat bowel cancer showed that adding curcumin to the diet killed more cancer cells than the chemotherapy alone. And another study, curcumin helped stop the spread of breast cancer in laboratory animals. Curcumin in some forms is currently being tested in no less than 16 clinical trials on cancer right now, including prostate, breast, colon, and osteosarcoma. So there you go. If you're feeling kind of run down, to add some turmeric to your diet, it'll help you out quite a bit. Now let's see what I got going here. I'm going to throw in a song. I'm going to go open up that studio, and I'm going to come back and share the phone number with you guys. So I'm going to play. Let's see. I'm feeling pretty good. Let's see here. It's A Miracle by Barry Manilow. It sure is. Here we go.
Have something.
Okay, everyone, I have that phone number for you guys listening in. That phone number to join the show tonight is, let me go back here, is 631-353-2, and you're going to enter code 75677. Again, the phone number is 631-353-4342, and you're going to enter number show code 75677. And I'm going to text a few of you people that have requested me to text you, so I'm going to do that, and I will be back shortly to close out the show. So I'm going to play a quick little song here. Okay, I've got to text the phone number and show number for some of our people that join in by phone, so bear with me. We don't start the show till 8:30 anyway, so hang tight. I'm looking forward to not getting like a phone girl, so. Alright, let's see here. That number again to call in is 631-353-4342, and the code is 75677. I hope to see you guys on the other side. Thank you so much for joining me here on Blog Talk Radio, and I'll see you on the other side at RaisingVibrationRadio.com, empowered by Intuitalks. Good evening.